God lives and works today. His throne is surrounded by countless angels who bring him their praise and adoration. At the same time, these angels of God stand by, ready to carry out the Lord's commands. Do we know anything at all about the ministry of the angels, about their commission and relationship to our lives? Listen to the following meditation by Basilia Schlink called The Power of the Angels.
What is the source of the power and greatness of God's angels? They are completely at one with the will of God. According to Psalm 103, verses 20 and 21, they are mighty ones who do His word, hearkening to the voice of His word. Whoever has committed himself to the will of God is united with Him who is almighty, all-powerful, full of glory and strength. No one can stand against the Lord, and all are subject to His commands. God's holy angels have united their wills completely with God's. This is the secret of their power. They don't rebel against God, like we people always do when we don't understand the actions of God. But how could we expect to comprehend the great, wise, and almighty God with our small and limited minds? In the hearts of the angels, there is no resistance to the Father's will, no questioning why about God's ways and dealings.
The angels can surrender their wills completely because they possess the greatness of humility. Their proclamation is, "Who is like God?" Their entire beings are directed towards Him, to bring God honor and worship, and they don't seek power for themselves. God is for His angels and not against them. This means that He can grant to them His infinite strength. Yes, He can give them all the power, strength, and fire that's in His heart, because they set up no barriers to Him through their self-will or pride. The existence and nature of the angels should be a continual inspiration to us, that we might strive to live in humble, total submission to the will of God. Then we too will be granted great power and strength.
I'll sing of God's care and guiding, the way of His home providing, the path through the night with blessings abright.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.